Saddle up and settle in. It's time for New Local Country First. You're kicking country on Buck 92.3. Jam-packed with fresh country from artists who live right here in Central Michigan.
Where country legends live. Buck 92.3, Mount Pleasant.
Hey, this is Jeremy with Kickin' Country and keeping it local on Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com. And I got Audrey Ray with me today. We're going to do a quick little interview and get to know her a little bit. Audrey, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. And it's a pleasure to have you. How did you first get into country music?
Yeah, so my whole life literally revolved around country music. And I know it sounds so cliche, but I grew up in a house where music was always playing. My dad was in a Southern rock band, and he was literally like Greg Allman. So there was always music playing in my house. And I swear I was just born with country music in my veins.
Yeah. Was there a moment when you knew this is what you wanted to do?
Yeah, so I've always done this. I started out in choir, in school, you know, in church, and then I started putting on my own shows, like at coffee shops, even before I was 18, and just doing those shows at my local coffee shops, it just was so rewarding, and packing the place, and then from there I went on to playing the bar scene even before I was 21, and I think that was a really pivotal moment where I knew that I wanted to really consider doing that, you know, legitimately.
Who were your biggest musical influences growing up?
Yeah, so like I mentioned, my house growing up, we listened to a very wide variety of country music to rock music. I grew up starting guitar by listening to Patty Griffin, who's more of like a singer-songwriter Americana. And Jewel was a really big influence on my career as a young girl. And I love all the classics. Like Merle Haggard was a huge, like big fan of mine. I loved listening to the classics, Alan Jackson.
Yeah.
I mean, you name it, to Miranda, you know, in the early 2000s, she was like my ultimate fave.
Yeah, my favorite time for country music is like 80s to the early 2000s.
Yes, agree.
If no one's ever heard your music before, how would you describe your sound?
Yeah, so I've been doing this for such a long time, and it's been such a privilege to share my original music out there. And I would say that my music is very much that Motown feel, but, you know, that Nashville sound. I just released my first vinyl record EP and recorded that in Nashville with Dolly Parton's producer, Kent Wells. So I'm very proud of that honor. And I just am so proud of the songs that I recorded with him in those sessions. And they're so true. And it's 100% of who I am. And I hope people can enjoy listening to it. It's on all the streaming services as well. And I'm selling them my merch site and at shows.
Yeah. What does being a local artist mean to you?
Yes. So it's been such a grind. Like I said earlier, I have been doing this even before I was allowed to drink. So being a proud Michigan girl and, you know, getting to play these amazing venues here in Michigan, it's just such an honor, and there's no place better than home. And cultivating the fan group here, it's huge, because when you come back to your roots and to where you're from, they're always there, right? And
Yeah. They're
the ones that helped you start your career, and I'm very thankful for it. And it's an honor, because I get to leave and go to Nashville and come back, and it's just been very, very blessed, very blessed career.
Where are you originally from?
Yeah, so I'm from a small town of Milford, Michigan. It's a really beautiful, quaint town. If anyone's familiar with kind of Heartland, Michigan, it's kind of by that area. Went to Milford High School, graduated there, and yeah, small town girl.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite place to play or write music?
Yeah, so in Michigan, one of my really favorite intimate venues, I'll give you two. I did my vinyl record release concert there in December at 20 Front Street in Lake Orion. It's such a beautiful, intimate, independently owned venue. If you haven't been, check it out. It's absolutely stunning for a smaller space. And then two bigger spaces. I love the Machine Shop in Flint. Kevin, yep, and the owners there are amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been very privileged to play there many times. And District 142 in Wyandotte is another fave of mine. Love it. Great people. Julie, the owner, is a dear friend and love getting to play those venues when I'm home.
Where do you usually find inspiration for your songs?
Yeah, so the new record that I just released, I really find inspiration and just kind of the everyday, you know, and talking to friends or an experience that I went through or a friend that went through it. I just find like just writing it down and bringing it to music and pen and paper and the guitar. And it just comes from there, from a feeling or from a true moment. And it's just amazing how those moments can translate into a song.
Yeah. Is there one song that you've written that means the most to you?
Yeah, so I'm so proud, again, of my newest project, the title track from my record, Cigarettes and Ashes. I'm so proud of that one. I started that song as a solo write, actually, in Nashville. And then I came back home and wrote the rest of it with a dear friend of mine, Maya Green. And it's just an amazing song, like we said, moments in life where you're going through a hard time. And that song just came out perfectly, like the 90s, 2000s, heartbreak country songs. And I'm just very proud of that song.
We'll be right back with more Audrey Ray.
Hey, this is Audrey Ray, and you're listening to Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com.
We're just cigarettes and ashes, just crumbling to the floor. I guess I could have loved you harder. You could have loved me more. Now I'm sitting here pretending that you're coming back through the door. We're just cigarettes and ashes. I'll just burn you out once more. Had a heartbreak with the bottle, kinda like how you and I ended up. Had a heart of heart with the devil. Told him I had to hang this one. We're just cigarettes and ashes, just crumbling to the floor. I guess I could have loved you harder. You could have loved me more. Can't cover up. cigarettes and ashes. Somehow I'm on the floor. I know I loved you longer. You really didn't love me more.
Kickin' Country will be right back on Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
Treat Dad this Father's Day with great gifts from Menards. From levels, nailers, and drills to complete any project, to tool chests, recliners, and grills, we've got the perfect gifts to make this Father's Day one to remember. Stop by your local Menards today and save big money on gifts for Dad. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back to Kickin' Country.
Welcome back.
New local country first on Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
Now back with more Audrey Ray. What is your songwriting process like? Lyrics first or melody first?
Yeah, so I kind of dabble with both. Sometimes I'll be driving in the car and a lyric comes to mind, and I always make sure my phone is there so I can take like a quick recording of the lyric or the quick melody that came to my head. So sometimes it happens that way, or sometimes it'll just be me and the guitar and I'll be messing around kind of ad-libbing. And sometimes things come from that are just magical. So it depends on when it comes to you.
What can fans expect when they come to one of your shows?
Yeah, so they can expect real and honest country music that people can relate to. Like I said, I write from the heart. I speak from, you know, experiences from people that they can relate to. And it's just a real relatable, heartfelt time. And I love getting to perform. And I know that reflects well to the crowd. And it's just a great, great spiritual time.
Yeah, just an all around good time, huh? Do you remember your first live performance?
Yes. So my first live performance was probably, like I mentioned to you, in church choir when I had like that first solo and I was like, what am I doing? Like, that was very scary and very nerve-wracking. And then when I was also in music, like training, like music, you know, classes, when they would have recitals, and those were so scary because it, you know, you're so young and it's kind of like a talent show, but they were called recitals. So those were really scary when I was first getting started. And then the coffee shop scene. So it just, you know, growth and learning what I wanted to do and what I wanted to say, it really helped, honestly, from the start. It really did.
What has been your most memorable show so far?
Most memorable show, I would say we just played, my band and I just played at the Arc in Ann Arbor, and that was in February, and that's another like legendary stage, you know, here in Michigan. They've had like Casey Musgraves played there, John Prine played there. It's a legendary space, so I'm so honored that I got to have my vinyl record release concert there in February. So that was truly amazing. It was a blistery cold winter week night, and we packed the place. So I was behind tears like the whole night, and it was just such an amazing moment because I've been very blessed to open up for national acts, which is amazing. Do not get me wrong, but having like your first few big headlining shows and seeing the room packed for you, that's amazing. You know, like, it was amazing. We all were kind of lost for words that night.
So you kind of said you opened for national acts. If you could open for any country artist, who would it be?
Well, I would definitely say Miranda Lambert. Absolutely. I love her style. I love her sass. I love her songwriting. You know, she's another honest, true to the heart type of person. I did get to meet her. I got to meet her once, but I haven't shared the stage with her. So I would love that opportunity. And I also really, really, really love Lainey Wilson, who doesn't that would be amazing, right? And
open for both of them.
Goes on and on. I know. Yes. Powerhouse women.
Yeah. Okay. Here's a fun question I like asking everybody that I've talked to. Favorite road trip snack of choice?
I am a very like salty kind of chip girl. So I love like any French fries. I love Cheez-Its, believe it or not. Like those are my like to go to like snacks. Or if we're at a restaurant, I'm the girl who has to have truffle fries.
Yeah.
So they know I'm a big fry girl.
So, okay. So what's your favorite French fry?
I would have to say truffle fries. Yeah. If you haven't tried them, they're amazing. Yes.
And then here's another fun question that I like asking. Favorite country song of all time? And I'll give you mine after you give me yours.
That is so hard. I mean, I might have to go way back. I love Storms Never Last by Merle Haggard, or The Way I Am by Merle Haggard.
Yeah. My all-time favorite is The Dance by Garth.
That's great. Yeah, that's a great one, for sure.
What is your biggest goal you're chasing right now?
So my biggest goal is to obviously, you know, as an independent artist as well, I forgot to mention that. So doing this, you know, as a grassroots type of effort is to keep on doing what we're doing and to evolve and to keep playing these awesome venues. And I forgot to mention, we did play the Aretha Franklin last year, which is right on the Detroit River. So that was amazing. That was a career highlight. We got to open up for both Jamie Johnson and Clint Black for their country concert series. So that was like
both
a
great
career
artists.
Highlight. Yeah, in itself. So like my band and I are like, how are we going to top that? Right.
Yeah.
So you're always looking like how to evolve to the next year. So having another opportunity like that, or to keep on touring with this record, is amazing. And it's a blessing. So just to keep on going in that, you know, that way, I'll be a happy girl.
Yeah. What advice would you give other local musicians just starting out?
I would say yes to everything. That's what I did as a young age. But as you grow, then you can learn to say no. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's building that foundation of trust, integrity as a person, not just a musician. But, you know, knowing when your plate is full, you can say no. But I do believe like saying yes earlier on and, you know, paving the way for yourself, hitting the pavement, it's important. It really, really is. And it just shows you like the practice and, you know, playing the room and learning the people. It's, you know, saying yes, it goes a long way. And take grace for yourself as well, because Rome wasn't built in a day.
Uh-huh.
Same as a musician, you know, it's not overnight success. It's like 30 years, sometimes more that goes into it. But to give yourself grace as well.
Real quick, where can fans follow you on social media and hear your music?
Yeah, so my website is www.audreyraymusic.com. And then on all the socials, on Facebook, it's Audrey Ray Music. On Instagram, Audrey_Ray. And then I'm on all the streaming platforms on Spotify. I'm on Apple Music, all the places that you stream. And like I mentioned earlier, you can also purchase my vinyl record on my website, audreyraymusic.com, and at select shows.
Audrey Ray, I want to thank you for coming on and giving us a little behind the scenes of who Audrey Ray really is. And I appreciate that. And we'll be in touch again real soon.
Yay. Thank you so much for having me. Hey, this is Audrey Ray, and you're listening to Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com.
there's how to pay.
And that's going to do it for another edition of Kickin' Country and Keeping It Local on Buck 92.3. Fresh sounds, hometown voices, and new country you heard here first. Wherever the road takes you this week, Buck 92.3's got the soundtrack. Be good to each other, and we'll catch you next Sunday.
Where our country legends live, Buck 92.3.